Ruth of Boston, A Story of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, by James Otis, Section 1. Foreword. The purpose of this series of stories is to show the children, and even those who have already taken up the study of history, the home life of the colonist with whom they meet in their books. To this end, every effort has been made to avoid anything savoring of romance, and to deal only with facts so far as that is possible, while describing the daily life of those people who conquered the wilderness, whether for conscience' sake or for gain. That the stories may appeal more directly to the children, they are told from the viewpoint of a child, and purport to have been related by a child. Should any criticism be made regarding the seeming neglect to mention important historical facts, the answer would be that these books are not sent out as histories, although it is believed that they will awaken a desire to learn more of the building of the nation, and only such incidents as would be particularly noted by a child are used. Surely it is entertaining, as well as intrusive, for young people to read of the toil and privations in the homes of those who came into a new world, to build up a country for themselves, and such homely facts are not to be found in the real histories of our land. James Otis. A Proper Beginning. Truly it seems a great undertaking to journey from London into the land of America, yet I have done so, and because of there being very few girls only 12 years of age who are likely to make such a voyage, it seems to me well if I set down these things which I saw and did that might be interesting to myself in the future, when I shall have grown to be an old lady, if God permits, or to any other who may come upon this diary. Of course I must first set down who I am, in case strangers should some day chance to find this book, and growing interested in it, for who can say that I may not be able to tell a story which shall be entertaining, because of there being in it much which the people of England have never seen. Give me credit for having written a diary without a proper beginning. You must know, then, that my name is Ruth. In the year of our Lord, 1630, when, as I have said, I was but 12 years of age, my father joined the company led by Master John Winthrop, whose intent it was to go into America to spread the gospel, and there also build up a town wherein should live only those who were one with them in the worship of God. The company was made up of four classes of people. First, there were those who paid a sum of money for their passage to America, and because of having done so, were to be given a certain number of acres of land in the New World. In the second class were those who, not having enough money to pay the full price for their passage, agreed to perform a sufficient amount of work, after arriving in America, to make up for the same. In the third class were those called indentured servants, which is much the same as if I said apprentices. The fourth and last class had in it those people who were to work for wages, at whatsoever trade or calling they were best fitted. It needs not that I should say more by way of a beginning, for surely all the people in England, if they do not know it now, will soon come to understand why we, together with those who have gone before us, and the companies that are to come after, have journeyed into America. On the Broad Ocean. It was decided that my parents, and of course myself, should sail in the same ship with Master Winthrop, and the name of that vessel was the Arabella, she having been so called in honor of Lady Arabella Johnson, who journeyed with us. My mother was sadly grieved because of Mistress Winthrop's deciding not to go on the voyage with her husband, but to join him in the New World later, and this decision was a disappointment to very many of the company. I am in doubt as to whether the Lady Arabella would have gone with us on this ship, had she not believed Mistress Winthrop also was to go. It was on the 22nd day of March in that year, which I have previously set down, that having already journeyed from London to Southampton, we went aboard the Arabella, counting that the voyage would be begun without delay, and yet, because of unfriendly winds and cruel storms, our ship, with three others of the company, lay at anchor until the 8th day of April. Then it was, after the captain of the ship had shot